أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم.
Alhamdulillah, with Allah's grace and blessings, we, with Allah's mercy, with His favor, very soon we are going to enter into another great night, the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. And from Allah's treasures, this is a very great treasure. Allah Ta'ala hasn't given such a night to any previous ummah. This night that Allah Ta'ala has given to our ummah, it is a great ni'mah, great blessing of Allah on this ummah, a great treasure for this ummah. That the virtues of this night that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, just for a few hours, it is a few hours long, the virtues are so much, so immense, that the Quran says, وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ. You cannot imagine, you cannot think about its greatness, about the blessings of it, the mercies, everything Allah Ta'ala has kept hidden in this night, the rewards for the ummah. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ. Allah says, you cannot imagine. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرَ. What a night this is, it's beyond understanding. Allah Ta'ala says, you cannot understand, you cannot contemplate, you cannot recognize or understand properly the greatness of this night. It's just a few nights long, and just a one hint Allah Ta'ala has given here, one sort of direction, that it is greater than 1,000 months. That's it. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهَرٍ. How? In which way? If someone asks a dua, then in 1,000 months, for example, it's equivalent to about 87 years. More than 80 years, if you were to do dua and supplication, Allah Ta'ala accepts all duas, then tonight's dua will be equivalent to that, to dua during tonight, 87 years equivalence. So tell me, that if somebody for 87 years long asked dua to Allah, supplication for that long, that will Allah not accept his dua? Will Allah Ta'ala not listen to his words? That tonight, sujood, the prostration, a person if he prostrates tonight, or if he worships tonight, if he recites the Quran tonight, or if he does dhikr tonight, whatever good deed a person does, then its greatness, you can imagine its greatness, that it will be greater than 1,000 months, 87 years, better than that, greater than that, more than that. Prostration will be acquired, more than that. Quran recitation will be acquired, more than that. The deeds will be acquired. Okay. The 87 years, if we were to attain this by doing this worship action, but is there any proof that it will be accepted, that Allah Ta'ala has accepted? By here, even the narration, even the learning is that the acceptance is attached to it. That Allah is saying is great this night, and the value is greater than 1,000 months. That if you pray today or if you do dua, so what this means is that acceptance is coming with it. Allah says that I've accepted it, that's why it's the greatest. Allah Ta'ala has accepted it. That's why Allah Ta'ala has made it greater than 1,000 months. So it's not just the illumination of the deed and the enlightenment of the deed and the reward of the deed. It's not just that that's increasing, but alongside that, in parallel, the guarantee is coming that Allah Ta'ala is accepting that worship, that deed in the court of Allah is accepted. So if in the night of power we spend time and we go into the presence of our Lord, and when the deeds will be presented, so when the accounting and the reckoning will take place for the night of Qadr, then the ibadah that will come will be so much the thawab that a person cannot imagine how much he will get. That every ibadah done in that night will be equivalent to more than 87 years and all accepted beyond accepted. Think about it. So such a night, ibadah of such a night, how can it be wasted? So this is just a little bit of importance I've presented to you regards to this night. But the real point is this, that these are not nights for talking or thinking or giving speeches or sort of conferences and cooking food and big get-togethers and give a speech in this night. This is not the objective, remember, of this night. That in these moments a person wastes the opportunity. When something is done according to the time, according to the objective, and what suits at that time, then the colors they take effect, and the right consequences take effect. But if we don't use something for what its purpose is, then it is a waste. Yes, for example, if I'm extremely thirsty, and while I'm thirsty, if I was to get just cold water or just water, even if it's warm water, tap water, that thirst, by drinking water at the right time, at the right opportunity, and I needed it, I got it. So that water, for me, it will cool my whole body. And it will give me strength, and it will revitalize me. It's water. And if I haven't got the feeling of thirst, and somebody gives me a nice cold drink, or syrup, or something very nice, a juice, if he makes it and he gives it to me, but I won't feel like drinking. Even if I drink it, then my stomach will be upset, etc. I had no need, my stomach was full. So, but forcefully I drank it. So now, we are today need that alhamdulillah, that I just summarized to you the greatness of this night. This night, the night of power, if we pass the night according to the need of the night, in the right time, at the right moment, in the right way we do the actions, then this night will become Laylatul Qadr. And it will become a great treasure from the treasures of life. And it could be, alhamdulillah, a means to our forgiveness. And if something becomes a means for forgiveness, and the person is granted forgiveness in this dunya, then his maqam and status is something else. Allah says that that those people, they leave, depart this world without any fear, no grief. So remember this point, that we are in Ramadan. And all of the rewards are for the muttaqis, those who have taqwa, those who want to become muttaqis. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So this is special, and the special things that are coming in Ramadan, those people will attain them who want to attain taqwa, because the real purpose of Ramadan is to reach to taqwa. So this night is for the muttaqis, the muttaqeen. And alhamdulillah, in this night Allah Ta'ala has kept those actions, the amal, the ibadah Allah Ta'ala has put into this night. That is the, you could say, the jewelry for the muttaqi. That is the treasure for the muttaqi. He is waiting for that. Just like, for example, nothing is complete if you do not put the right ingredients together or the right components together to complete something. So the completion of this night of Laylatul Qadr is if we take the rewards Allah Ta'ala has given and we utilize them correctly. Yes, so the night will be here, it's short. We want to be muttaqis, we've come to this stage. So in these nights, Allah Ta'ala has put the components, Allah Ta'ala has put the elements completely through which a person, he can do those actions and tasks, and he can attain the full effect of that night. And that quality then arises within us. So what is it in this night that if we pray and recite Quran and supplication, hundreds, thousands of ibadah that we could do? Yes, Allah Ta'ala has given us all of the ability to practice good and do good. But there is something, an underlying action, an underlying factor. If we are to attain that, if we are to implement that, we'd get the night. We could do all ibadah, but this is the real purpose. Yes, the real purpose of this night, the real objective of this night. If that amal, if that deed is to be implemented by us, then we've attained Laylatul Qadr. And whoever's attained Laylatul Qadr, subhanallah, then he has attained Jannah, paradise. So what should we do? In Laylatul Qadr, on the 25th night, it's starting, about to start. So, maybe we don't have understanding, awareness, aql, that we can understand, nor do we have that intellect. We are people with a limited intellect, limited wisdom, such a valuable gift Allah Ta'ala has given. How should we use it? Where should we put it? What should we do? Yes, we don't have the understanding. So it's only one place, one location via which all of the guidance is attained. That is the city of Medina, where is present the master of the two worlds, Nuri Mujassam, mashallah, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from his court we will get the guidance that what should we do in this night. Subhanallah. So it's the room of Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa. It's the night of power, the night of Laylatul Qadr, and the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was he was present in the home, in the room of our mother, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha. What a great scene, subhanAllah, is Hazrat Aisha, Laylatul Qadr, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present there. So Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, she stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa, she radiallahu anha, narrates this hadith, that, O Aisha, that subhanAllah, the action is coming now, that our night will be made. Alhamdulillah, our night will be made. That, O Aisha, that Allah Ta'ala is given Laylatul Qadr. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he stayed awake during that night. He stayed awake during that night. Two parts come out here, that he spent the time with wisdom, with understanding, conscious. And the other meaning also is that he stayed awake. There are two meanings that can come out. So you can't just stay awake and get the benefit. So the translation or the commentary with regards to with wisdom, with understanding, with insight, he stayed awake. You could just stay awake and go here and do here. Why are you staying awake? I'm getting thawab. That's not then spending the night wisely and correctly. So staying awake, that with understanding, with the wisdom, with the right application, with the akal, what this means is that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated, to spend the night in that way. Number two, that this night we should pass it with application, understanding, wisdom, that Allah Ta'ala has given this night to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the virtues of this. So that's number one. Number two, the two rak'ah nafil were prayed. Subhanallah. How much? If we don't do these two actions, and if we don't have the understanding, the awareness, the application, we're staying awake, but without any purpose, we're not following the tariqah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. Number two, that if we do ibadat, we worship, okay, that's fine. You can do as much ibadat as you want. Whatever you do, but these two rak'ah nafal that have been explained, these will be more important than all the other amal. If you don't have these two amal, then the Holy Prophet, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, then everything else cannot reach to its height. So two rak'ah, that's it. Salah was performed. And how was his salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It was salatul tawbah. So after this salah, so two rak'ah salatul tawbah niyyah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked for forgiveness and did tawbah, forgiveness for the sins. Tawbah was implemented. This is the night of Qadr. Okay, two rak'ah salah nafil, and how that Allah, I intend to pray this salah, brother or sister, male or female, that I am come to ask you for forgiveness. I've come to ask for forgiveness, O Allah, man or woman. I've come to do tawbah, to repent, and especially I'm asking you forgiveness at the right time. You've made this night for this purpose, so that forgiveness can be sought. Allahu Akbar. It's not been made for any ibadah. This night hasn't been made for any other purpose, objective. Rather, Laylatul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala created Laylatul Qadr. Allah said, for my servants, the muttaqeen, who I want to make the muttaqis, that he cannot become a muttaqi unless he does tawbah, repents. Allahu Akbar. So it's essential that from the quality of the muttaqi, the transparent characteristic of the muttaqi is what? That he seeks forgiveness from Allah. He does tawbah. What is that? Oh Allah, I want forgiveness. So Allah Ta'ala says, I want you to become a muttaqi. I've given this night for those who have taqwa. So the person who doesn't do tawbah, how can he become a muttaqi? How? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this tawbah to be respected, Allah gave us 5 nights. Not one. Allah has given us the 21st, then the 23rd, then the 25th, then the 27th, then the 29th. How many nights Allah Ta'ala has given to us? Subhanallah. Isn't it? So this night that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, night of power, Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, how should we pass the time in the night? What should we implement? So number one, we should be aware, conscious, alert. We need to spend the night alertly, consciously, with application. And what does that mean? That those actions that Rasulullah ﷺ has demonstrated to us, we do that. We don't go left and right, up and down. We do, and then we pray 2 rakah salah prayer, which is Salatul Tawbah. And in Tawbah you get both things. That what do we call Tawbah? What is the definition of Tawbah? Tawbah, repentance, is that Allah, I am present in your court. And how am I present? I pray salah after prostrating, after bowing in ruku, after doing sujood, I've done this action, Allah, so that your rahmah and mercy turns to me, because salah is a great deed. Subhanallah. Salah of the servant, it attracts the attention of the Lord to the servant. When the servant prays, then he is requesting Allah Ta'ala's attention to turn to him. So that's what sajda is, a great action, prostration. So that's why praying Salatul Tawbah. One is the night of power. Number two, Allah's rahmah is salah. And then Allah Ta'ala focusing his attention onto his servant, that person becomes enlightened. So for Allah Ta'ala's attention to attract it, and then you pray salah, then we're standing. What are we asking for? Nothing else. No need to present your needs to Allah. No need to present the hajat. No distress. It's not the time yet for that. It's not the time. Don't say anything yet. Just one action. What is that? For which the night's been given. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Repent. Ask for Allah's forgiveness. Forgiveness and repentance. What is forgiveness? Now forgiveness is that Allah, I've done this action, Allah forgive me. Subhanallah. That you'll ask forgiveness, isn't it? That, for example, I consumed your money, please forgive me. I usurped your wealth, please forgive me. I did this against you, please forgive me. Yaar, I did wrong, I committed excess against you. First, you present the sin, I did this, please forgive me. So the first action is forgiveness. Yes, the beauty, the first beauty of Tawbah is forgiveness. So the first thing is to accept our crimes in front of Allah. That Allah, I've committed a lot of crimes. So this is solid, sincere repentance. Allah, I've committed a lot of sins, I accept. And who can reject in front of you, my Mawla? The left and right you have seated, the angels who write everything. How can I dare sit down and make excuses? No, 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 I am pious, and I've done this many Hajj and Umrah, and I am this, and I see dreams, and I'm a pious servant, I am a worshipper, I've done ziyarah. None of this game will play out. Straightforward, Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Be quiet and just do the action that Allah Ta'ala has given. What is the action? That in the presence of Allah, we come to Allah and accept our crimes, our sins. Accept, my son, accept. Yes, the list of sins is very weird. Yes, even by thoughts we can commit the crimes and the sins. If we think of dirty things, impure things, even that is a sin. How can a person be saved from sin? Only one thing can save us, and that is forgiveness. So first step is to accept that Allah, I've done this mistake, I've been negligent and wrong, I've committed errors, sins. That's the first step. Then the second step, so when you first you accept the sins, that Allah, I'm your servant, Allah forgive me. Allah, I stole, I won't steal again. Allah, I usurp this person's wealth, I won't do this again. So that's the second stage. So first step is to accept that Allah, I did this wrong. The second step, Allah, the wrong actions I did, now I promise to you I won't commit this practice again. I will not do this wrong again. So look how solid his forgiveness is being implemented. Allah, I did this wrong against this person, so I promise I won't do this wrong again, I won't do this sin again. So that's tawbah becomes even more ingrained and tender. So when a person speaks to his Lord, Allah is Ar-Rahim, beyond Rahim. So the person then feels when he says these words, the sinner, then Allah Ta'ala likes this, he loves it. Look at my servant, he is requesting forgiveness. So he says, Allah, I've accepted that I've done these sins, and I promise that even if the chance comes, even if the opportunity comes, that this sin, if the opportunity comes again in front of me, I get the chance to do it. My Mawla, my Lord, I promise I will not do this. I'm so ashamed because I've seen after doing that sin, I didn't get any benefit. I won't get any benefit. Loss beyond loss. Obviously, when I do an action against your preference, then how can I get benefit? You gave me the order, do this, and I continue to do against it. And I'm doing it now. I'm still doing now. I'm sat in the night of power. I wanted to attain Laylatul Qadr. I'm sat for the purpose of thawab. Where will I get thawab from? Where will we get thawab from? So I did this action. I did this wrong, my Lord. And you said don't do this action. So I have no benefit by doing this action. There's no benefit in the dunya. Loss beyond loss. I commit sin and I don't get any peace. I commit sin, my children are disobedient. I commit the sins and blessings have left my home. I commit sins and my wealth has ended or diminished. I've got commit the sins and they're fighting, quarreling is in the home. I've committed sins and my children are immodest and disobedient in front of me. Disobedient, and I commit the sins. I don't even have the tawfiq to adorn the right sunnah on my face. And today is the Laylatul Qadr. I don't have the ability, capability to eject these boxes and units out of my home that are full of music and singing because of the wretchedness of sin. When a person commits sins, he doesn't have the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give that person the chance. Yes, so this is the sign of the sinner. He doesn't progress. He continues to do sins openly. But forgiveness is the chance. He says, Allah, I've done all of these sins, there's no benefit to me. So what I'm saying that I won't do this sin, I accept these are the things and I won't do these things again. Those sins that have not given me any benefit by disobeying you, loss beyond loss, loss beyond loss. I don't want to take the loss of the hereafter, I want to be saved from the loss of the hereafter. So Allah, I promise to you, I promise you, this is a great favor of you, Allah, that I'm promising you that I won't do this. And for example, if I did that wrong and I didn't get no benefit. I don't get no benefit in this world, then how will I get benefit in the hereafter? I'll get loss, wretchedness. So Allah, you ordered me that stay within the four walls of the home and I used to work in the office, says the sister. And my house folk said, that go out and earn, you have to pay off the mortgage, you have to give towards the expense of the house. So even though I'm a woman, I'm a female, I didn't come for this reason after getting married to the husband's home, but I continue to work. Say subhanallah. So what benefit was there for me from this work, employment? So I've done wrong, I've been dishonored in the world. I won't do this action again, Allah. Whatever you told me to refrain from, I've got no benefit of that in the world. If I don't get any benefit, why should I do the action again? So I seek your forgiveness and I won't do this sin again. I won't repeat it. Now I will do, Allah, what you tell me to do. Even if I see any benefit in it or not, but I will do that what you tell me to do. And this is tawbah that's happening. Third thing, subhanAllah. I will leave that sin immediately, right now, that I will stand and accept and leave that sin for which I have come to ask you for forgiveness. I will shun it immediately. These three actions, that's it. When the human being does this, then the reward comes. Who is this? Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, from her blessed room, the Prophet ﷺ statement is coming out about Laylatul Qadr. Pay attention, pay attention. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. May we assign everything. Allah's mercies, that what a great hadith Allah Ta'ala has made me recite on this night, and I've shared it with you. As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, from her room, the announcement's coming out in the form of Laylatul Qadr, in the night of Qadr. As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, from her blessed room, the call is coming, the announcement from the master of the two worlds, the Nur, the light, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his announcement, loud and clear for the ulama, that if you do this action in this night, and with understanding, with application, with sincerity, you don't just wander around like an animal, you pray nafil. And even if the other times you didn't, but these two nafil, this will have the value that I'm telling you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you observe the two rak'ah nafil, tawbah, and then you do tawbah to Allah, just like Rasulullah s.a.w. prescribed, explained first, list the sins, accept the sins, ABC, I've done this sin, ABC. Number two, you accept that it was such an impure action, I won't do this action again, there's no benefit to me. It was attractive, but no benefit. Isn't it? For example, that this woman invited me, this girl invited me, I went with her, and we did a wrong action, and a child was born, and to hide the child, she was stuck, and I was stuck. And now, how can we hide the child? To this extent, we had to either be dishonored in the society or kill that child. And we weren't married, and we didn't have the marriage. I'm giving an example. So, Allah, I did all those actions against your order. And look at the grief I had to experience and the dishonor and any action that's done away from Allah's order. This is the consequence, just like I explained to you just now, this consequence. So he stated that I won't do this action again. The question doesn't arise, that how many kids will I hide and how will I hide the children and the girl, the action she does, how will she show her face in society, how will she cope? So Allah, I ask for forgiveness that I've seen the consequences of doing actions against your order. A person who does deeds against your wishes, Allah, your desire, this is what happens, is wretched end. Wretched consequence. Am I mad I'm going to do this action again? Allah, I honestly promise I won't do this again. When you do these three actions, Rasulullah said that what happens on the night of Qadr from the blessed Hujra of Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa, the call came out, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately at that moment, that individual, first he was in Jahannam a second ago, immediately Allah ta'ala brings that person into His mercy. Allah ta'ala surrounds him with His mercy. When a person comes into Allah's mercy, then you cannot imagine what's the mercy of Allah. Yes? Allah's rahmah, imagine what a person will get from the mercy of Allah. Forget that. That's a lengthy discussion. But immediately, Allah will surround that person with His mercy. If Allah ta'ala surrounds that person with His mercy, then in the heavens, the greatest power, yes, Jibreel Ruhul Amin, the head of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, when he sees this, that Allah Ta'ala hides that sinful person amongst His mercy, then he won't step back. He spreads his wings. As a Jibreel alayhi salam, if you want to imagine how vast, if he was to hit his wing on this earth, then everything would be destroyed. And that's the power of his blessed wings. So as a Jibreel alayhi salam, he spreads his wings at that time. Subhanallah. One wing has got so much power. Then imagine when his wings are spread out. His wings. Then imagine how vast that will be. How powerful that will be. It's stated that for whom that Jibreel al-Islam spreads out and opens his wings. And he opens his wings. And if Jibreel al-Islam opens his wing for a person, he spreads his wing for that person who's repenting. It's stated about the wings. There's only one place where those wings can be, and that is that those wings will take the person to Jannah, to paradise. Allahu Akbar. So Allah's rahmah will envelop that person. When Jibreel alayhi salam spreads his wings, then what else will be the conclusion? That person's abode becomes Jannah, paradise. This is Laylatul Qadr, the night of Laylatul Qadr, my friends. If we do this action, then we will attain Laylatul Qadr tonight, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. If we don't do this action on time, at the right time, then it's just like we were thirsty, but we didn't get the water, and we can't quench the thirst. We had thirst, we got the water, and we quenched the thirst on time. So tonight, we are in a desperate need to be saved from hellfire, to ask Allah for forgiveness for our sins. This night is present in front of us tonight. If we do this action, then alhamdulillah. This is one point I've mentioned, one action from the hadith I've presented to you, that the door of paradise will be opened up. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ Subhanallah. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ What do you know? That apart from this, a person who does this action, what I will give to this person in paradise, he's arrived to paradise, my servant Allah says. He's arrived to paradise after doing this action. But in paradise, what will be his paradise? That a person's pleasing Allah and coming and doing tawbah. Then we'll speak about that next time under the light and the guidance of the hadith, that how Allah Ta'ala will open paradise for such a person and what rewards Allah Ta'ala will bestow to him. So don't waste this short night, concise night. Don't do actions here and there, talk about this and that. Focus. Focus, just do this, at least this much that's being prescribed in this hadith, and alhamdulillah, we will have totally attained the night of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا النبي الأمي والمجيد وزوجته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا قصيدا قصيدا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما اسرت وانت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت اللهم انك عفو تحب الاخفاق اللهم انك عفو تحب الاخفاق اللهم انك عفو تحب الاخفاق يا كريم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين اے میرے مولا اے میرے رب اے میرے خالق اے میرے مالک اے مالک الملک اے قادر قادر الملک میرے مولا تو اپنا فضل فرما دے رحم فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ اسی طرح فضل و رحم فرما دے اس عظیم رات کی ابتدا تو میرے مولا اپنے ذکر سے کروا رہا ہے میرے مولا اور جس کی ابتدا تیرے نام سے ہو جائے تیرے ذکر سے ہو جائے میرے مولا یہ کیسے ناممکن ہو سکتا ہے کہ اس کے تمام فضائل و رحمتیں ہمیں حاصل نہ ہو میرے مولا یا اللہ شکر ہے تیرا کہ تو ہمیں ذکر کی توفیق دیتا ہے شکر ہے میرے مولا تو نے اپنے نام لینے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائی ہم اس قابل تو نہیں میرے مولا ہمارا وجود گناہوں سے پورا ہے میرے مولا ہمارا ایک ایک بال جو ہے گناہوں میں جکڑا ہوا ہے یا کریم ہماری سوچ ہماری سمجھ ہمارا چلنا ہمارا پھرنا ہماری عبادات میرا سارے گناہوں کے اندر ملوث ہیں یا کریم پھر بھی تو کتنا فضل فرماتا ہے کتنا رحم فرماتا ہے یا اللہ تو نے ہمارے لیے توبہ کے دروازوں کو کھول دیے میرے مولا پوری کائنات کے ہر کونے سے میرے مولا آوازیں آ رہی ہیں کہ آؤ مجھ سے توبہ مانگو آؤ مجھ سے بخشش مانگو اے نادانوں تم نہیں جانتے کہ دوزخ کی آگ کتنی سخت ہے اے نادان تم نہیں جانتے کہ وہ کس طرح انسان کو جلا کے بھسم کر دے گی میرے مولا اے نادان تم نہیں جانتے کہ اس دوزخ کی آگ میں تم نے کتنی دیر رہنا ہے کتنی دیر دھونوں کے اندر میرے مولا سخت اندھیرے اور سخت گرمی او بھی جہنم کے میرے مولا تم نہیں جانتے آؤ آؤ آج بچا لو اپنے آپ کو جہنم کی آگ سے اور معافی مانگ لو توبہ کر لو توبہ کر لو توبہ کر لو اپنے گناہوں سے میں رحیم ہوں تمہارے سارے گناہوں کو معاف کر دوں گا تمہارے بڑے بڑے گناہوں کو معاف کر دوں گا بڑے بڑے گناہوں کو معاف کر دوں گا اس سے کوئی پوچھنے والا نہیں نہ صرف معاف کروں گا بلکہ میں تمہیں رحمتوں میں تبدیل کر دوں گا سارے گناہوں کے آؤ مجھ سے مانگو نادانو مجھ سے نہ بھاگو میری رحمت کی طرف بھاگو مجھ سے نہ بھاگو میری رحمت کی طرف بھاگو شیطان کی طرف نہ بھاگو نفس کی طرف نہ بھاگو آؤ آؤ میری رحمت کی طرف بھاگو یا اللہ تمہیں توفیق دے کہ آج کی رات ہم سچی توبہ کر لیں یا اللہ آج کی رات ہم سچی توبہ کر لیں ایک ایک گناہ چن چن کے اپنی زندگی سے نکالیں اور اس سے معافی مانگیں. میرے مولا اخلاقی گناہ ہوں، عبادتی گناہ ہوں، معاشرتی گناہ ہوں، زبان کے گناہ ہوں، آنکھ کے گناہ ہوں، سوچ کے گناہ ہوں، دل کی گہرائی کے گناہ ہوں، آج موقع ہے دوستو، بہن بھائیو، آج توبہ مانگ لو، توبہ مانگ لو، توبہ مانگ لو. ربنا حب لنا من ازواجنا وزوجیاتنا قرۃ اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما. اللہم رب ارحمہما کما ربیانی صغیرا. یا اللہ تو ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں سے بیماریوں کو نکال دے. یا اللہ تنگ دستیوں کو نکال دے. یا اللہ مصیبتوں کو نکال دے. یا اللہ ہمارے بیواؤں کو شفا کاملہ عاج نصیب فرما. موزانہ رنگ پر میرے مولا دنیا حیران ہو جائے، ایسی شفا نصیب فرما دے. یا کریم مزالک اللہ عزیز، میرے مولا ہماری منصتوں سے ہے سب کچھ، ہمارے گناہوں سے سب کچھ. میرے مولا ہم تجھ سے معافی مانگتے ہیں. یا اللہ ان عذابوں کو تو ہمارے اوپر سے اٹھا لے. یا اللہ جی ایک ناگہانی عذاب جو ہم پر چھا چکا ہے میرے مولا، خوف کا ایک وعدہ چھا چکا ہے، پوری دنیا کا عالم اس خوف کے اندر مبتلا ہے میرے مولا. عجیب و غریب تیری حکمت والی بیماری ہے، یا کریم تو فضل فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں اسے نجات نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ اس کو ہمارے گھروں تک نہ پہنچانا. یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں تک نہ پہنچانا اس بیماری کو میرے مولا، اسے ہمیں محفوظ فرما دے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینۃ فرشہ وآلہ وأصحابہ وأزواجہ وذریاتہ وأہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. آمین.